Isaiah chapter 32. Look, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule in justice. Each of them will be like a hiding place from the wind, and a shelter from the storm. Like streams in the desert, like the shade of a great rock in a weary land. The eyes of those who see will not be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The heart of the rash will be able to discern knowledge, and the tongue of those who stutter will be articulate and speak clearly. The fool will no longer be called noble, nor the rascal considered honorable. For a fool speaks folly, and his heart plots wrongdoing. They practice ungodliness and speak error concerning the Lord, to leave the soul of the hungry unsatisfied, and to deprive the thirsty of water. The rascal's schemes are evil. He devises evil schemes to destroy the poor with lies, even when the plea of the needy is right. But the noble plans noble actions. By noble actions he stands secure. Get up, you women who are at ease. Hear my voice, you complacent daughters. Give ear to my speech. For in just about a year you will shudder, you complacent ones. For the grape harvest will fail. The fruit harvest will not come. Tremble, you women who are at ease. Shudder, you complacent ones. Strip down and expose yourselves, and put sackcloth on your waists. Beat your breasts for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine. For the land of my people will be overgrown with thorns and thistles, yes, over all the houses of joy in the city of carousing. For the palace will be forsaken, the populous city deserted. The Ophel and the watchtower will be caves forever, the joy of wild donkeys and a pasture for flocks, until the Spirit is poured on us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field considered a forest. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, righteousness will reside in the fruitful field. The produce of righteousness will be peace, the result of righteousness, quietness and confidence forever. My people will live in peaceable dwellings, in safe homes, and in secure resting places. Even if hail destroys the forest, and the city is totally leveled, blessed are you who plant beside every stream, who let the feet of the ox and the donkey graze freely. Isaiah chapter 32.